Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, Excellencies. There was a question raised around the support provided to the people with disability when they visit health centers, facilities. So according to the law relating to the protection of disabled persons in general, especially in different articles 3, 18, and 27, which provide that persons with disabilities shall be entitled to equal rights with other persons, and that any form of discrimination or any form of violence against person with disability shall be prohibited. So this concerns also health centers or health facilities. People with disability must be assisted and given the services considering their levels of disability. So they should be treated like any other person and supported, and the responsibility is on the leadership of the health centers to make sure that people with disability are not discriminated. So they are given all the services and support that is required. There was also a question around what the country is doing to allow mental health professionals to assist people who wants to go through abortion, because the current law only give that right to doctors. So for this, the government of Rwanda, through the Ministry of Health, is trying to increase the number of health professionals in all, for different sectors and levels, subsectors in the health sector. And for this, they have started a strategy called 4x4, meaning that in 4 years we are trying to train to multiply by four the current health professionals that we have, so that we can provide service to the people as required, including those seeking for abortion. So currently there is no process going on to review the law, but instead we want to increase the capacity and the number of those providing the service. But whenever there is need to also include mental health professionals, the country will assess and we discuss with different partners and see if they can be included. But for the moment, the country is trying to increase the number of health professionals, including doctors. And for that, we are working with different institutions that are providing education in health related matters to increase the number. And the government is providing the support for those institutions in order to meet the target that was set by the government in 4 years to come. So this is the current situation, but if it seems to be highly needed to review the law so that mental health professionals are required to assist for abortion, then it will be done. Like any other law, when there is need, it goes through review and it can be updated for that matter. So there was also a question that some people are required to test not on for HIV without their willingness. I think normally that is not compulsory. The case where it is done is for women that are pregnant, but it is done in the spirit of protecting their children, not for any other reason. And like any other sickness or disease, it is up to the health professional to not disclose that information to anyone. But normally it is not mandatory. It is by someone who wants to do it, but in case there is need to protect children and mothers, then the health professionals can do that, but they don't disclose the information. It is for protection, normally for children. And there was another question around support, what the country is doing in this process to support asylum seekers. What are we doing as a country to, the question was around to decrease mental health issues that may rise when they reach Rwanda. First of all, for this one, I think when we talk about decrease, it's like the issues are there already. But instead, what Rwanda is trying to do is to avoid those, because those people are really suffering. They are having those issues when they are not well received in those countries. And for Rwanda, we want the government of Rwanda want to provide that safe space. So this is why we, as a country, we take issue with wrong understanding about the Rwanda. There is an issue with wrong understanding about the Rwanda-UK partnership and how it will work. Because, as I said earlier, the partnership is a solution to the existing global migration crisis, which calls for bold steps that Rwanda and UK are taking. And all the steps have been taken to ensure that those people who will come to Rwanda will live and a dignified life as Rwandans do. So this is not the first time Rwanda is providing a safe haven for people who are in search of or in need, or people who need a better place to live in. And as we all know, Rwanda has been partnering with UNHCR for an emergency transit mechanism with to evacuate migrants who were stranded in Libya. And no issue of physical or mental health for women and girls was raised in this regard up to now. So before this committee, and on behalf of the government of Rwanda, I can confirm that women and girls who may come to Rwanda and this partnership will see their dignity restored, and Rwanda being one of the safest places to be a woman in the world. Chair, those are the questions that were raised, unless I had missed something. I submit.
Well, thank you very much.